Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Wake up, reality, spirituality is on live. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today, oh, my God, Super Bowl Sunday. What do they call it? Championship Sunday. I am a huge football fan, and I have to say, don't tell anyone, but I'm going to be watching football all afternoon. Who do I want to win? It doesn't even matter. I just love these. The last four teams, the best teams, are going to be playing this afternoon, and I'm excited. Let's get back to reality spirituality. What is this show about? Reality spirituality is a show that actually talks, what we talk about is our everyday life experiences, because it's our everyday life experiences, our everyday circumstances, and our responses and our reactions to these everyday experiences that determine our happiness. Remember, Abraham said you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And so this show, Reality Spirituality, dissects our everyday life experiences down to the least common denominator to reveal why we're not as happy as we could be. And when I say happy, of course, it's an internal happiness. It's a happiness that stays with you, that sticks with you, regardless of what is happening outside, regardless of what is happening in the outer world, regardless of you have a job, regardless you don't have a job, regardless of a relationship, it doesn't matter. It's this internal happiness that, quite frankly, living connected to the universe, meaning living plugged into the universe, when you are plugged in 24/7, you cannot feel any other way but happy and at peace. And that's what this show is about. Reality spirituality is about you, your life, your happiness, how to be even more happier. And I'm going to start the show because I'm going to start this new segment, Ask Rebecca Anything, and that's what we're going to do on Sundays, unless, of course, I have a guest scheduled on Sundays. But I want to open up the phone lines. I have a couple of callers, and I want to open up the phone lines to you because this show is really about the audience. It's not about me. I share with what's going on in my life, and I share with you my strategies, my perspectives, but it's really about the audience. And I have someone that wants to say hello. I actually have a couple people on the line, so let's get right to it. Good morning. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Who am I speaking with? You're on live.
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for calling. What's going
You're
on
welcome.
In your life, Kathy?
What's going on?
Yes.
Well, I am working on my spiritual journey very hard, and sometimes I get frustrated because I feel like I'm not getting anywhere. And tomorrow I'm having back surgery. I tried to heal myself with Reiki, but it didn't work. Well, I don't know if it didn't work, but I'm just stuck, I guess.
Okay, so I'm actually feeling you. I'm feeling you, and you said a lot of really, really important things. You said you feel stuck. You said that you get frustrated. Well, let me say something, Kathy. Join the club. That's part of life. But let me share something with you because you said it's really an important, a really important point that I have struggled with myself. It's this feeling, you said, frustration. I've had feelings of being dissatisfied. I've had feelings of feeling, like you said, stuck. There are two entities, two actual voices that live inside or dwell inside of us. And one of the voices is the voice of the ego. And I don't know about you, Kathy, but everything that my ego tells me or shares with me is always bad news. It's always me feeling not connected. You're following what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I try to be upbeat and positive for most of the time, but sometimes, like you said, the ego just gets to you.
Yeah, yes. And so this is what I want to share with you. Because the ego's job, it's crazy, but the ego's job is to make us feel as bad as possible for as long as possible. And the interesting thing is now I recognize which voice is speaking. And when you recognize which voice is speaking, you can kind of, instead of really getting into it and listening to it and feeling it, you can kind of sit back and maybe witness it. What I like to do is say I'm in a theater and I'm sitting in the audience and this ego is on stage and it said all these things. You're frustrated, you're stuck, you're dissatisfied, this didn't work, all of the things to keep you in that state of really not being happy. And I know what you're talking about being positive, but it's really actually switching a focus. And not to say that, you know, we're not hating on the ego, no hating on the ego, but recognize its job and just sit back and witness it without allowing it to take you over. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, later on, I'll probably be in my positive state, you know.
Let me say this. That's what life is about. Life is not about staying in one state. Life is about experiencing all of it. You know, you said positive, and then sometimes you feel stuck and frustrated, but relax with it all and. Try to take the judgments away from whatever state you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do past lives carry over, like, some of your, like, judgments?
What's the question again?
Do past lives come into play, you know, with judgments, like something from your past life you're carrying over in this life?
Well, some people say yes. I say no. I say that, I mean, when I say no, I mean for me. I know that I am a evolving entity. And past lives, yes, I was, who knows what I was and who knows what I did. But I'm always evolving, meaning my energy is always growing and always expanding. And so this life that I'm in right now, I'm in this space where, believe me, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, miserable, bitch on wheels, my way or the highway, temper, all of it. And so what has happened in this life is just an evolution, but the evolution, Kathy, for me, it's like planting a seed. See, you're conscious. You're very conscious of your states. You're conscious of you're knowing. I mean, there are a lot of people that are walking around not knowing, but you are conscious of all of it. And so all it is planting a seed you've already planted the seed, and you, like you're saying, you want to evolve and you want to feel more and you want to be more positive. And all it is just a matter of being patient, because you will become more positive. You will evolve into this person that you are wanting to be.
Yeah. And I feel like I've come a long way in the last 5 years. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you're like me, and it's sometimes I just don't sit and give myself some strokes and, wow, this is a really big accomplishment. You know, self-growth, in my opinion, is the biggest accomplishment ever. It's not about getting a title. It's not about accomplishing anything external. This you said it. You've come a long way. So share with me and share with the audience who you used to be and who you are now.
I used to be very negative, jealous, and didn't believe in a lot of things, and all that has changed. I'm more of a loving person, and I'm trying to love myself more now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you realize what you're saying? Do you realize that, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm standing up, and I'm giving you a standing ovation right now, Kathy. I'm giving you a standing ovation, and so is everyone in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is giving you a standing ovation. Let's focus on, you know, your growth. Let's focus on where you were. And you know what else about you? You're so honest. How many people are self-aware? How many people are going to say, well, you know, I'm this? Some people don't even know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I'm really excited to know you. I'm excited to connect to you.
Aw, that's sweet. That's so sweet.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And so all it is a reminder. I'm just here to remind you of how wonderful and how much you've accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell me about this back surgery that's coming up tomorrow.
Well, I'm having a fusion on 3/4. And so I'll be out of work for like 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to telework like the third week or so. Yeah.
Okay. How are you feeling about the surgery? How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling very upbeat and positive.
And I want to say ditto with that, because one of the things I know about the universe is everything that I've experienced or everything I do experience is for my betterment. Everything.
Right.
But even the things that, why, universe, why? everything is for my betterment and everything is for your growth. So you're experiencing this back surgery for a great reason. Know that.
Right. Yeah.
And then you get to have time off?
Not for very long, couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to touch on, or how do you feel? Because I don't know, your energy has shifted from the beginning of the call to right now.
Yeah, I guess I'm back in my positive stage
mm-hmm.
now.
mm-hmm.
Just talking to you and you giving me all those kudos has helped.
Yes, yes, and remind yourself, and you said something else that was really, really important, and something that I struggled with is this loving self. And
right.
Loving self means not only do we stand up and give ourselves, you know, a standing ovation, and also know that the universe is giving you a standing ovation, because let me say this. You, just because you're self-aware and just because you are tuned in and just because you are enlightened to this growth and knowing that you're different and wanting to be different, the universe, is standing up. I mean, you have been chosen. You are chosen to be an example to everybody else that comes across your path.
And I hope I can help them too.
Well, let me say this, because this is something I used to do all the time, Kathy. I had advice for everybody.
Oh, okay.
And I give advice now because it's the radio show. But what I stopped doing is giving advice unless someone asked me a question. And other than that, all I can do is be the example.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just be the example and this loving and this loving yourself more and giving yourself more props and really started recognizing and recognize which voice that you're listening to, because the one that is going to be the most powerful is the one that you focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So we can switch our focus in a second. We can switch our focus in an instant.
Right.
Yay!
Well,
give me a call back.
I'm so glad I called.
Yes, I'm glad you called too. And give me a call back and give me a status report, please. Okay, Kathy?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll be sending you great energy all day today and all day tomorrow and actually all day for the rest of the week and the week after that until infinity. Okay?
Okay.
How's that? Okay, Kathy. Thank you
Bye-bye.
For calling. Wow, what a great call. And we have another caller, so let's go right to the lines because that's why I'm here, Reality Spirituality, and you are on live. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What is your name?
Hi, Rebecca?
Yes.
How are you? This is
I'm
Karen.
Fine. What's your name?
It's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. What's going on with you, Karen, my dear Karen?
Well, I'm having an issue at work.
Okay.
And I know why it is. I just feel that the universe wants me to stand up and have a voice.
Okay.
And I've been shying away from that for so many years. And I notice there's a pattern that I keep getting into the same situation where I need to speak
ooh,
up.
Ooh, those patterns. Don't you love those patterns?
Yeah. Actually,
okay,
no, I don't.
Well, listen, come on. Okay. Can you get be a little bit more specific with
sure.
Really specific with what pattern are you talking about? And
it's
let's see where we are.
It's the pattern of it's a pattern of actually seeing a situation happen.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it is, whether it's a series of someone crossed the line, being disrespectful towards me, and I don't say anything. It's like I swallow it, and I just move on. And then after a while, it you know the anger
boils up.
It starts to boil up.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's a pattern that I've had all my life, and it started within my family. Where
of course.
You, what you
of
see,
course.
What you see, you
this
keep,
is,
you
this
keep
is
silent about it.
This is juicy. This
you
is
keep
juicy.
Silent about it. Yes.
Okay. So okay, let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to when you were a child, and what happened, and be a little bit more specific with what was said, and can you go back to the beginning? I mean, where it started. Do you know?
I can't. Well, I think it started. Okay, it started with my uncle. My uncle was. It wasn't even my uncle. It was my. It was my aunt's husband.
Mm-hmm.
It was my aunt's husband. Would that make you my uncle?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, my uncle. He was very. I get confused.
Unfortunately, yes.
Right. He would be very physical with all the women.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very young, maybe about 13, 12. He
mm-hmm.
would always be physical and always wanting to touch us.
Mm.
And we never said anything.
Mm-hmm.
We kept quiet. Because we believed, well, I believed that no one would say anything, and that led to being molested by a neighbor. I was silent with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Let me, right off the bat, take you out of it's your fault.
Okay, thank you.
Let me take this, and I, you know, sometimes I'm going to have to use some expletives here because reality, spirituality, sometimes I'm going to have to curse too. So, let me take you out of this shit is your fault.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
And let me also take you out of just because you don't say anything does not mean that you are powerful. Okay? Don't think that you have no power because you don't speak.
Right, yes.
All of your power is coming from within, all of it. And your power, quite frankly, has nothing to do with what anybody says to you or anybody does to you.
Right.
Now, this is going to sound really, really crazy, but this is what I believe, and even to the most unthinkable, heinous situations like you experienced.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to sound really crazy, but I want you to stick with me with this.
Okay.
What is there anything, and this has nothing to do with the person, nothing to do with anybody else,
mm-hmm.
is there anything that good that came out of that you can share? Anything good? Anything good for you?
Wow.
And let me say this. If you don't have the answer right away, I want you to sit and think about it, because what I do know, without a shadow of a doubt, that this universe, and I'm actually feeling very emotional about this, that this universe, everything is in order, and there is something good that came out of your experiences, even if it's sharing it with some other people to enlighten and to expose just what you said, feeling like you don't have a voice. All of this sharing to help, blogging or your story can assist someone else in the same situation. That's all I'm saying is there is something good that came out of it. Do you feel me on that at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I see that I'm still here. I don't treat other people that way. I've learned grace. And believe it or not, I've learned compassion as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so this is my question, because you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have compassion for those people, whoever they are at work, that, mm-hmm. as you said, speak to you, quote, unquote, disrespectfully? Do you have compassion for them?
Yeah, I do. I do. Because the thing is that I don't exchange the same words with them.
Mm-hmm. And how about your energy? What kind of energy do you exchange with them?
I think my energy comes off as being, they call it, one, actually, because I work with all men, and I
mm-hmm.
work overnight, and I work with all men. I think it's just one man that approached me and said that I was hard. You know, you came in the room all hard. He just wanted to be confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I feel that my energy is strong, but approachable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel that my energy is also compassionate, because people are constantly coming to me, wanting to talk to me. It's a constant thing. I mean, no matter where I'm at, people. Always, I mean, I could be standing in the grocery line and someone's telling me about their life and what's going on in their lives and their, I mean, some of it's horrific and some of it's very beautiful, but no matter where
mm-hmm.
it is, there are people.
Now, does And we're actually touching so many topics. Now, when people come up to you, does that charge you or does that drain you?
It actually charges me.
Okay.
It charges me because I feel like it's not a negative energy. The negative energy, I don't want to be around. It's like I put up a barrier around me.
Okay.
Like when this person at work confronted me, you know, I'm just coming into the door wanting to put my lunch bag in the refrigerator, and I asked him if he was all set in the refrigerator because the door was open, and just immediately, it's you come in here all hard and everything, and I guess I'm finishing the refrigerator anyway. I don't want any incident in here, and I'm standing there. I'm like, what are you talking about? What do you? I don't understand what it is that you're talking about.
Okay.
We
you know what? Woo-wee! I have so many things. I have so many things to say to you. Number one, if anyone is angry or anyone is confrontational or anyone has whatever, an attitude, you never take it personally. It
right.
never has to do with you. Absolutely
right.
never,
yep.
ever. For whatever reason, and that's why I was asking about being compassionate, because honestly, people that anger quickly, people that try to bully, people that whatever label you want to put on it, these people are wounded. They're
yes.
walking, living,
yes.
wounded.
Yes.
And
yes.
when you look at it that way, in reality, when you actually recognize it, that's where the compassion comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said something earlier about negative people and I don't want to be around them. Well, let me say something about that. Because it reminded me of what you said earlier about finding your voice and I'm not going to be around and being disrespected. When you are in a dark room, pitch black, it's late at night, 8 o'clock at night, room's pitch black, and you turn on the light switch, the darkness leaves.
Yes.
So the bigger, the more elevated, the stronger, and I'm talking, when I say stronger, I'm talking about an internal strength, I'm talking about an internal evolution. The more you evolve, negative energy is going to disappear. You're not going to have to go the other way. In
exactly.
fact, you're going to be like Teflon. Teflon, you're just going to bounce right off of you. So know that when I said earlier that you're powerful and you feel how powerful you are and you have power even in not speaking, this is an
That's
energy
true.
Of power.
That's
Your
true.
Energy is going to be and let me say something again. The more you connect, meaning the more you live plugged in and the more you we all are evolving in being closer and closer and more of the universe, which we really are physical. We are physical entities of the universe. We are the universe. And the more you become more of the universe, a person will never raise their voice at you.
Exactly.
I mean, have you ever tried looking at the sun? You can't do it. Does that
yes.
make sense?
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
this disrespecting, let's get back to that word, because that's another one. No one can disrespect you but yourself. And I'm saying that with all the love I can.
Mm-hmm.
No one can disrespect you. No one can offend. No one can disrespect. No one can no one can do any of those labels unless it's already inside of us first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what I'm saying is words, any words, I mean, honey, I don't know you, but you can call me any name in the book, and I'm not going to be offended.
Right.
Because I
right.
don't believe it. It's not inside
right.
of me.
Right.
So
yeah.
what I want to say to you is, let's ask the universe for help right now. Let's ask the universe for assistance, because any time I get stuck, and believe me, I get stuck a lot. I'm not walking around here saying I got it all together.
Right, right.
But I am saying that I recognize whenever I'm irritated, whenever someone else pisses me off, it's never about that other person.
Right.
It's always about, okay, all right, Rebecca, what's going on inside?
Right, what's right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Mm, that's true. Mm, that makes sense.
Yeah, and you are, let's redefine who you think you are. It's Karen, right?
Yes.
Let's redefine who you are, Karen. Who are you?
I don't know.
Let me give you a hint. Okay, let me help you out. Let me help you out, honey.
Okay.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I have a voice, but I don't have to use my voice.
I have a voice, and I don't have to use my voice.
But I don't have to. I mean, you can listen. You can, because when you first called, you said, you know, you want to say something. You want to say something. And I understand the whole thing about in the beginning not saying anything. But that is nothing to do with what's happening now.
Right.
See, you're carrying that old shit with you to today.
Right.
But now your power is the energy, your energy. Your energy is more powerful than any words that you can say.
That's true. You know what? That's true. That's very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that I could speak without saying anything.
That's right.
And I know that I could walk in a room and my energy can shift the room. Without me saying a word. It
That's
can
right.
repel people or can bring people to me.
Mm-hmm.
I could stand and watch this happen. That my energy can affect people. And I'm like, I have to really be conscious of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. And I'm like, this is my energy that's affecting this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's that, to me, because it's that powerful.
You are that powerful.
Yes.
You are very, very powerful. And let me tell you this. You are becoming more and more powerful in every moment. Not every day, honey.
Right.
Every moment.
Right. Right.
So what are we going to do when we go to work?
Well, before I go to work, I do pray before I go to work. That I do. You know, I to have more compassion.
Compassion. But let me add something to this.
Okay.
Because one of the things that I reckon, okay, I want to be an example of the universe. Question, does the universe have compassion?
Yes.
I say no, because I mean, look at all the crap that's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what the universe is, now I'm not saying not to have compassion for people, and I'm not saying to understand where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another level.
Okay.
I want you to go in there and represent. I want you to go in there, and instead of this compassion, I want you to go in there with power, and I want you to go in there smiling, and I want you to go in there having a great day. I want you to be an example of, I want you to be the example of a happy person. I want you to be the example of a person that's content. I want you to be the example of a person that is at peace.
But you know what, Rebecca? That is what I love what I do. I actually, because people come, they're like, how do you like working at night? How do you like working with these guys? I'm like, I love it. I love it because I would have left by now. Even with that conference, I would have left by now, even with that confrontation.
Okay.
I'm like, you know, that's it. I'm gone. I love what I do. It's like, this is the best job. I get to do this, and I enjoy it. I enjoy it. And
okay,
really
let's go back to the guy with at the refrigerator, and then after that, I had a question from the chat room, and I want to address this. A woman has an issue about anger, and I really want to address that also. But I encourage you to please give me a call back next Sunday, please.
Absolutely.
But, let's talk about this guy with the refrigerator. And you said you got to the office, and you asked a question, and he spat out some kind of, you know, he was angry or whatever he said.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I really have to do, especially being conscious and living, you know, being the example, I have to really be aware of what I say and what I do. And sometimes, now I'm not talking about you, I'm just talking about myself. And sometimes I will not say anything because I know if I do, I'm going to create some drama. Does that make sense?
Exactly, yep. Oh, yeah.
And especially with people that I know, like say my mother, for instance. There are certain things that I say and certain things that I don't say.
Yep, same here. Yep.
So with Mr. Grumpy and the refrigerator,
after it was over, he was like, "Hey, do you need any?" He said, "Like, hey, do you need any extra toast?" I'm like, "No, I'm all set." It was like it never happened.
There you go.
I don't bring it up. He don't bring it up. Hey, how you doing? Hey, have a good night. Good night. I don't.
There you go.
I ain't talking to you. Please leave me alone. It's like, hey, good night. I said good night. It's like it never happened. It never happened, and I'm
well,
not
let
holding.
Me see this. Let me
I'm
see
not
this.
Holding on to this grudge that I'm not going to speak to them ever. It's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, good morning, good afternoon.
I love that. And see, that is the example of the universe. That is
that
you are the living example. It's about this moment and no past moment, right?
Exactly. Because I know in the position, so many other people have left.
Mm-hmm.
Other women have left in that position. And that's why the managers, they're always coming, they're like, you know, how are things going? Are they treating you okay? Look, I love it. I'm having a good time. I don't complain. I come in, do what I need to do. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, what do you want me to do next? I absolutely enjoy it. Whether it's attention or friction, whatever, you get through it, I go through it, whatever it is. I, you know, it's like I come in the room, hey, how you doing? Hey, hi, everybody. Hey, and if you don't speak, you don't speak. Hey, okay, whatever.
You see how powerful you are. Can you take that powerfulness and be the example this week and give me a call back next week, please?
Absolutely. I will.
Okay, let me hang on the line and keep listening. And thank you so much for calling Reality Spirituality.
Thank you.
I've got, in fact, I'll probably extend the show a little bit because I only have 45 minutes today. But, Karen, thank you so much, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you for being
so powerful, and thank you for recognizing it, and thank you for being so honest and open with me and the audience.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
All right, okay, let me – hang on. We're going to have a question about anger, which I love.
I
here we go. I'm really angry about this question about anger. Okay, so we have a question in the chat room. Hello, I've been having anger issues lately. Grateful for any help or guidance. Anger issues lately. Anger issues. Now, I'm just going to be very general because that's a general question. If I had you on live, I would be able to be more specific. But let me say this. You cannot be angry without having an angry thought first. Everything comes from within first. So this anger, I want you to know for sure, it has nothing to do with your circumstances. It has nothing to do with another person, what they did or what they didn't do. It has something to do with whatever, what is going on inside. That's number one, whatever is going on inside. Now, let me say this. There are times in the month that, and I always equate it to the full moon, if before the full moon, I can feel myself being irritated. I can feel myself being more irritated than usual. Something that my mother, my poor mommy, I have to use her example because she's my biggest teacher. My poor mommy could say something a week ago and I can, and then she could say something like she did last night. And as she would say, tick me off. But it has nothing to do with my mother. It has something to do with what I'm feeling inside. And so for me, this is what I have to do. For me, when I have that irritation, anger kind of thing, and I'm just on edge, I'm waiting for the weather to blow the wrong, the wind to blow the wrong way. Excuse me. But what I do is I go into what I call hibernation. Complete hibernation, which means I detach from the world. For me, all that means is I need to refuel. I need to reconnect. I need to have some quiet time. I don't need any stimulus from anyone else. I don't need any stimulus from an outside world or a person. I really need alone time. And that's how I cope with that irritation. Because you know what? There is nothing, let me say this, there is nothing wrong with getting angry. It is being irritated. It is something that I'm not going to say that I'm never going to be angry again, but what I do know is getting angry for me doesn't feel good anymore. It just doesn't feel good. And so with that, knowing that, I take time, shut it down, go into hibernation. Sometimes hibernation lasts for an afternoon. Sometimes hibernation lasts for a day. Sometimes hibernation lasts for 2-3 days. But it all comes back to knowing yourself. It all comes back to understanding who you are and your ups and your downs. You know, this world is so interesting because I'm supposed to be happy all the time. I'm supposed to be interact with people all the time. No. Sometimes I need to refuel. Okay, so hold on a second. Oh, there we go. Oh, circumstances in my life make me angry. No. Circumstances do not make you angry. That's what we've been taught. We've been taught that this happens, that I'm angry. That's why I'm angry. And again, circumstances, people, events, holidays, whatever it is, that is not the reason why you are angry. All of this comes from within. Everything starts and ends with within. Trust me. Let me give you a perfect example. What if I told you that you won? What if I told you that you just won the lottery? You have $500 million. $500 million. You just won the lottery. Are you telling me that there's going to be something in your life that's going to piss you off? Are you telling me that there's going to be something 5 minutes later that you're going to be angry? Are you telling me that you're not going to be flying on, flying? So that's what I mean when I say It's never the circumstance. It's always about what's going on inside. Yes or yes. And we have come to the end of the show, and I cannot believe that the show is gone by so quickly. Next week, I promise to make the show 1 hour. I love that you're visiting in the chat room, and I love all the people that called in. Next week, I will promise to get to everyone that called in. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday if I have a guest, and definitely every Sunday. Every Sunday is Ask Rebecca Anything. And if you like more information on the coaching programs I offer, you can visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Go to the private session tab. And if you would like to receive my free monthly newsletter, you can go to my website and email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. My website is going to be revamped. Ooh, I cannot wait. Probably in the next 3 weeks or so. Until next time, my dear audience, I want you all to remember. I want you all to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending. Oops! You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. I thought I said that wrong. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
All love to spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get down,
yeah, you're gonna feel good now.
Get real good.